Om Shri Sai Ram. We offer our most loving pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet. And dear listeners, I have the pleasure of welcoming you from our studios at the Shri Sathya Sai Media Center on yet another beautiful Thursday morning. The summer is almost at our doorstep. It's the beginning of March. It's just a week away from Mahashivratri, and our experience in Prashanthi Nilayam has been that with the Mahashivratri comes the hard summer of Prashanthi Nilayam, which is very famous. So we can already sense it. The heat is catching up here, and we are just exactly a week away, because next Thursday we will be having the Mahashivratri celebrations. As we've been informing you over the past few weeks, we did hope that things would come back to normal even as Mahashivratri arrives, but that doesn't seem to be the case. The Mahashivratri also is going to be a subdued celebration compared to every year, but nevertheless it is going to be observed with all the solemnity that it deserves. But we will not be having the Akhanda Bhajan in the Prashanthi Nilayam Mandir as of yet. There is going to be bhajans overnight in our streams, but I'll give you a brief overview of all the programs that are there so that you get an idea. The morning program, as always, on the March 11th, it starts with Vedam at 8 o'clock. At 8:30, we will have the Prashanthi Mandir Bhajan group offering stotrams on Lord Shiva, as we've seen every Mahashivratri day. That will be at 8:30 a.m. 9:15, there will be bhajans followed by aarti as usual. The evening of 11th March, at 4:30, the programs will begin with Vedam chanting, of course. And then there will be the Linga Abhishekam for the Athirudram Lingam, which is installed in the Prashanthi Mandir Bhajans. I'm sorry, Prashanthi Bhajan Hall. So that will be brought out in procession, and there will be a beautiful Linga Abhishekam. Again, a festivity that we have come to witness in the past few years. So that is going to be celebrated as usual as 4:30 p.m. At 5:40. We will be listening to Swami's Divine Benedictory message. It will be a discourse, a video discourse from one of the past Shivratri occasions. So that will be at 5:40. At 6 p.m., the Shivratri bhajans will start. As I just mentioned, the bhajans in the mandir will not happen overnight. So the bhajans will start at 6 p.m. and will go on till 8 p.m., after which aarti will be offered in the mandir. But we will continue the bhajans overnight in the Prashanthi Mandir Bhajans channel, Prashanthi Mandir live channel. That's where we broadcast all the live proceedings in the past few weeks. So if you're tuned in at 4:30 p.m. for the Linga Abhishekam, at the end of the aarti at 8 p.m., you'll be able to listen to the recorded bhajans right through the night in the same channel. We are trying to ensure that it's the same link so that you don't have to change, so that at least the Akhanda Bhajan is non-stop from our end. We are trying to do that. If that is not possible, you will always be able to get a link. We'll be sharing that on all our social media platforms. And even as we are talking about social media platforms, a lot of people who are trying to join our WhatsApp groups, as you all know, WhatsApp groups have a limited number of participants in each group. We already have close to 40-50 groups, and most of them get filled quite quickly. The other option for you is to follow us on Telegram. The Telegram is a platform very much similar to WhatsApp, but in the past few months we know that in some ways it is better with regards to privacy and the number of people that can be accommodated in a group. We as of now have over 3,000 people in that Telegram group that we have. You just have to download the Telegram app, search for Shri Satya Sai, and you will be shown the channel, the Shri Satya Sai Baba channel, which you can follow. If you have any problems with being able to find that, you can always drop a message to our WhatsApp number and we'll help you with finding the link to join the group. So if you join the Telegram group, you will be able to get updates about everything that's happening here. If we have a new link, as I said, it will be shared there, or if it's going to be the link in the evening, all of that will be shared there. You can stay up to date from whatever comes from our end at the Shri Satya Sai Media Center. So as I said, we will have bhajans from 8 p.m. The online virtual Akhanda bhajans will start from our end, and that will go on till 4:30 a.m. the next morning, the 12th of March. At 4:30, we will have the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan group taking over there for the last leg of the Akhanda bhajans, Shivratri bhajans, and the bhajans will conclude at 6 a.m. as we have seen in the past Shivratris, with Maha Mangala Aarti. So those are the events from the Prashanti Mandir, events that are going to be broadcast on our channels. As I said, it's not an Akhanda bhajan, but we are broadcasting virtual Akhanda bhajans. Apart from that, you can always tune into the Asia stream. You will have bhajans going through all through the night. And the bhajan stream, of course, is 24 hours bhajans. So there are a number of options for you. Even the bhajan channel, the Shri Satya Sai bhajans channel, will also be having a playlist of bhajans going through in that period of time. On the 11th of March, we also are hoping to make an offering to Swami, a special program from the Shri Satya Sai Media Center. The program is entitled Bhakti Mukti. It's a elucidation that is based on Adi Shankaracharya's Shivananda Lahari. Those of you who are aware of Shivananda Lahari, it's a huge poem with 100 verses. We are not going to go through all of them. We will be selecting a few verses from that work and trying to draw parallels from the lives of Swami's devotees and the lessons that Swami taught us. So that will be the program we are trying to put together, Bhakti Mukti. It is going to be a mix of narration, music, and the verses of Shivananda Lahari. And we are also simultaneously doing that in English, Telugu and Tamil in the respective channels. So if you want to listen to the same program in Telugu, you will have to go to the Shri Satya Sai Sanjesha Jari channel. If you want to listen to it in Tamil, you will have to come to our Shri Satya Sai Anandavani. If you wish to listen to it in English, it will be in our main YouTube channel, Shri Satya Sai Official. So that's the main program that we are trying to offer. Apart from that, each of the language channels have their own programs. The Satya Sai Sanjesha Jari channel has a beautiful talk on Lingashtakam. That will be at 3 p.m. on the title of that program is Tat Pranamami Sadashiva Lingam. Explanation of the Lingashtakam. If you follow the language, 3 p.m. tune into the Shri Satya Sai Sanjesha Jari Telugu channel. There's also a special talk on the Panchakshari Mantra. That will be at 8 p.m. again in the Telugu channel. Similarly, we have a Mahashivratri talk at 7:30 a.m. in the Hindi channel, Shri Satya Sai Premavani. We have a divine discourse that is played in the Mandir. The Hindi version of that will be available in the Premavani channel. In the Shri Satya Sai Amritavani, which is the Kannada channel, the newest of our channels, we have a talk by Dr. Shri Lakshmi on Mahashivratri. That will be at 10 p.m. on the 11th of March. And we also have a discourse in Kannada at around 8 p.m. In the Shri Satya Sai Anandavani channel, the Tamil channel, we will be releasing a special documentary on Mahashivratri, a 44-minute documentary explaining what the Shivratri festival is about and how it has been observed in Prashanti Nilayam as directed by Swami. So that's a documentary in Tamil. So if you follow the language, Shri Satya Sai Anandavani at 8 p.m. is where you should be. We will also be offering some special songs and bhajans as part of the Shivratri celebrations. The Shri Satya Sai Bhajans channel, of course, I told you, will have special Shiva bhajans as being played out as playlists during the entire Akhanda bhajan time. So these are the different offerings that are coming to you for Shivratri, which is next Thursday, concluding on Friday morning. So hope you will be able to tune in and listen to the programs that are being offered. Of course, these are all on YouTube, so you should be able to catch up with these programs much later too. If you are busy otherwise, you are involved in the activities in your own centers, in your own homes. So those are the different variety of programs that are being offered as part of Mahashivratri. So that's all that's happening in Prashanthi Nilayam here. And we are pretty busy putting together all these programs. And that's why many of the programs today will be pre-recorded, as you will be seeing. But I'll come to you in a bit with the Gita segment at 10 o'clock as always. But before I come, let me take a small break. And in the break, I'm going to play for you the audio that we released as part of the Sri Satya Sai Sangeet. Every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on our main channel, Sri Satya Sai Official, we release a snippet from one of the many concerts that have been presented in the Sai Kulwant Hall or the Purnachandra Auditorium in Swami's presence. This week, we shared a concert by Dr. Ranganath Sharma, a very beautiful rendition. What I'm going to play for you is a Sai Bhajan that he rendered in Swami's presence. Swami was mighty pleased by the offering. And you can go and see that video of Swami blessing him at the end of that offering too. I'm going to leave you with that song. On the other side of it, I will meet you for the Gita series, A Triune Pilgrimage. So please do stay tuned.
Tvameva matach pita tvameva tvameva bandhuscha sagha tvameva tvameva vidya dravinam tvameva tvameva sarvam mama deva deva satya sai deva satya sai deva parteshwari jagat janani Parteshwari Jagajanani Sharanam Sharanam Sai Janani Sharanam Sharanam Sai Janani Parteshwari Jagajanani Parteshwari Janani Vedakalamayi Devi Narayani Jagajanani Parteshwari Jagajanani Sharanam sharanam sai janani sharanam sharanam sai janani pateshwari jag janani vedakalamai devi narayani vedakalamai devi narayani சரணம் சாயி ஜனனி பரமேஸ்வரி ஜெக ஜனனி.